Hey guys, sorry for not making a tutorial for so long, but I had some stuff to do, and you guys probably all know, and I'm not making excuses or anything, but yada yada yada. Anyways, so I'm back, I got my new mic and everything. I'm gonna try and make some tutorials about every week, just like I used to. I'm just kinda lacking on ideas right now, so if you guys have any requests, you can post them on my channel or whatever. But anyways, back to this tutorial. Today we're gonna be doing 3D text or advanced text in Sony Vegas. You're gonna need the pro version to do it. So you can have Sony Vegas 6, 7, 8, or 9, whatever, but it has to be the pro version. To check your version, go to Help and then go to About Vegas, and then it'll have all your information right here. It should say Vegas Pro. So if you have the Platinum or Movie Studio versions, you can't do this, sorry. Okay, so I don't have a preview of what we're gonna do, but it looks pretty good. It's like not one of the best things you can do, but it's not like totally lame. It's kinda cool. Anyways, so let's get started. So go to your Media Generators tab. Go to the text category and just drag default text in and type whatever you want. I'll just type Techtopia. Let's get a nice font. Let's see. I have a lot of fonts here. Jailbird Jenna. And we'll make that size 48. Okay, so we got our text right here. Now let's go to the compositing mode. That's this little green icon right here. We're going to change it to 3D Source Alpha. Now let's go to the track motion option over here. And right here, this is where we can animate our text in 3D. So you can play around with the settings if you want, but I don't know, you can kind of screw up on it if you aren't careful. So what I like to do is go over to the left and input my details manually. So under the orientation section here, where it says Y, we're going to change this to 75. Yeah, 75. Okay. Now we're going to put a keyframe. Let me just zoom in here. We're going to put a keyframe at about, it doesn't really matter, just a few seconds up. And now we're going to go back to the orientation for Y, double click, and we're going to make it negative 35, like that, so that it moves in a keyframe. So if I play it, it moves pretty quickly. And right now, let me just go here. We want your text to be about 5 seconds long, so I'm just going to drag it to the 5 second marker right here. And the cool thing about editing in 3D is you can manually move your keyframes on the timeline. So underneath your text, you can see a little keyframe here. You're going to click and drag that and make it all the way to the end, so that when we play it back, the text takes 5 seconds to do its full animation, like that. All right, so now let's duplicate this track. So just take your video track, right-click on it, and hit Duplicate Track. Now let's work with track number two, the one we just created. Let's go to the Video Effects and find Glow. And you can do whatever glow you want. I'm going to try and hurry this, so it's not going to look totally good, but just screw around with the settings and you'll get something you'll like. I'm going to drag reset to none on the bottom one. And let's get kind of a dark blue. Glow percent's going to be up a bit. And intensity. I don't want it to be too noticeable. And I'll just suppress it a bit. Okay, so we got our glow there. Now let's go to Gaussian blur. Gaussian blur. I still don't know how to pronounce that. It's been like 6 months and I haven't really got into it. Anyways, so yeah. And I'm just gonna drag reset to none on the bottom one. And just make sure that vertical range is set to 0, and horizontal range could be anything you want. Just make sure though that vertical range is set to 0, otherwise it won't look good. Alright, so we're good now. Now let's exit this. Now we're gonna work with the top track here. So just ignore the bottom one for now. So just focus on the top one. We're gonna go back to glow, and we're gonna do what we did to the bottom one, just a little different. Let's drag reset to none on top. And let's get kind of a darker blue than we had before and put the intensity up. The difference here is that the glow is kind of going inside the text rather than outside. So yeah, I'm just gonna get kind of a violet color, but I don't want it to be too intense. I'll try and hurry this up. All right, that's about good. It doesn't need to be perfect. Okay, now let's exit this. Alright, the next step is to create a new video track. So go over here, right click, and hit Insert Video Track. So now we have a blank video track. Okay, so head over to your Media Generators, and then go to Noise Texture, and you can do any one you want if you want to screw around a bit. I'm just going to take Standard Noise, put it on top, and we're going to go to our keyframes here, and just drag them all the way to the end, and take Progress in Degrees to the maximum, and exit that. And as you can see, the noise texture is slightly longer than our text, so we're just gonna drag it so that it's the same length, like so. And now if we preview it, we got this animating stuff. kind of laggy, but it's not a big deal. Alright, so now that we got our noise texture, let's go over to the compositing modes for track number 1 and change it to Dodge. And what this does is it takes the noise texture we just created and it kind of blends it with the text and it makes a nice effect. Okay, so we're almost done. Let's go back to our video tracks and create a new one, just like that. Now let's go to Media Generators, Solid Color, and just drag black over top of it, like that. And again, we're just going to shorten it. Now, let's go to the compositing modes and change it to add. Or you could use the chroma key function, but I find that just using add, it's a lot faster. But if you want to be really specific, then you can use video effects and go to chroma key. But I'm just going to do it the quick way. Alright, so we got this. Now let's go to video effects and find lens flare. Right here. Okay. Just drag whatever one you want. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to do 105mm prime lens. Drag it onto the black thing. And what we have a lens flare here in the preview now. What we're going to do is position it so that the right side is on the right side of the text, like this. Also, we're going to take the perspective and turn it to 0, as well as the intensity. Okay, so now you're probably thinking, oh no, where's my lens flare go? It's gone. But don't worry, we're going to keyframe it into the text. So here's our keyframes. Let's just push it about not even like a second, maybe 3/4 of a second. And now what we're going to do is turn the intensity up, turn the perspective up, just so that you can start to see it. And we're going to position the lens flare to the left side of the text right now. Just like that. And then we're going to advance it along, and we're just going to kind of position it so that it looks nice. Keep going. Maybe turn the intensity up. No, turn it down a bit. And just keep going. Now I'm going to take this one all the way to pretty much the end. And just switch it sides like that. And turn the intensity down a bit. We're going to kind of keyframe it out now rather than in. Okay. Yeah, just screw around the settings. Like I said earlier on in the video, yours is going to look just like this. You want to fool around with the settings to get the kind of effect that you're looking for. Right now I'm just rushing and just showing you the basics of 3D text. I'm not trying to make a totally professional looking intro or anything. I'm just showing the basics, so don't complain that it doesn't look as good as you were hoping for. Alright, so now we're on our final keyframe. Go to the scrubber, as I like to call it. Put it all the way to the end, or maybe a frame before the end, and turn perspective down and intensity down. And that's basically it. I'm just going to do a quick RAM preview for you guys. One sec. Select the loop region, hit Shift and B, and it's just going to process this. And okay, so I just did a RAM preview. Now go up to the preview box and hit the preview button. So yeah, that's just a very fast, very simple, very basic, yeah, using the word very a lot. So yeah, very easy 3D text effect right there. Obviously you can do a bit more with it. I saw some other people do this. They were doing it with like TV simulator and stuff, and that's kind of cool. You can experiment with different effects if that interests you. But I'm just showing you a basic introduction to 3D text. I might expand on it in another video. But that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed this tutorial. If you liked it, please rate it whatever you think it deserves. It doesn't matter if it's like a 1-star even. It just helps for feedback. So yeah, rate the video. If you like my tutorial, subscribe, and I'll upload them every week about. So yeah, thanks for watching. See you later.